Texas was a Cajun.
It is 4:54. Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket. It is 3-7. It is Bob and Corby and Danny and Mino and Ty. And at 4:55, it's time to stop down for
entertainment news for you.
Sponsors.
Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is, Corby.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
I found my nipple.
Thank you very much. Now, we have a special guest. We had the one true muser on yesterday. At least that's what he claimed. And no, this is not the hammer. Or maybe it is. I don't know. To combat the one true muser theorem, we would like to welcome
the hammer,
Dr. Gordon Keith.
As the hammer.
Who's Gordon?
Hey, guys. Do I sound all right?
Oh, my God.
I'm in my living room. I don't know if this is good audio or not.
Yeah, it sounds perfect.
Are you cold?
Great.
It's Gordon
Keith. Is this better?
Live
is
from,
this better? I just...
Live from Carlsbad Caverns.
I just went in my master closet. Is this all right? I'm in my red room.
You know what's funny is that you guys have been broadcasting down there now for a couple of weeks, and you in particular, I know, you've tinkered with that equipment enough to where it's now your baby, right?
Yeah, I love doing this stuff.
Right?
I'm more of a natural engineer than I am an on-air person.
What a pain in the ass engineer you would be. You're already a pain in the ass on-air guy.
And in life.
Yeah, right. But can you imagine as an engineer, what a beating he would be, or a sound guy?
Yeah.
Could you show up half the time?
Could you do sound at a show? Like, would you be a good sound guy, or would you be so anal, pardon me, that you couldn't do it? You would never think you got the right sound.
I used to do sound for my friends' bands, and I used to be like their recording engineer when we'd do four tracks back in the day. That's what we would record, is four tracks, and they all came to me because they liked that I was anal about the sound and wanted it to sound really good. I would drive some people nuts.
Do you think you would hop on more than Tony?
Oh, at remotes and so on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of join the conversation.
I don't think anyone can hop on more than Tony.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Let's bring on Gordon. That would be so weird. Gordon just kind of turns his mic on. Yeah, guys, we were talking about the 83 Clemson team. Hey, it's Gordo! Hey, look at Gordo! Ooh.
Oh, man.
What kind of processing unit are you using, Gordon? To get your reverb.
It's all pretty inexpensive stuff.
You're not using like a TC Electronics 2290?
No, I don't even know what that is.
I just made it up.
Mic preamp?
Sure.
No, I'm using a few DBX 286Ss.
Nice. To get that smooth slide compression.
Yeah, let's see. You want me to really boost it up and make it sound real DJ?
Yeah.
Of course, you got to get a lot of this low end in here, like this. And there they are. There is the Who. You better, you better, you bet.
Lord, that's obnoxious.
Do it as Christopher Hackett.
I'm Christopher Hackett, and he would always talk way too softly like this.
He would.
And he would crank up his gain way far like that. Let me go this. Here we go. Like that. Okay, here we go.
Good Lord.
That's pretty great.
I've done messed up everything I've started to try to do here.
You know, Christopher Hackett moved to, like, WRR, or a classical station, after he did rock and roll for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was perfect for him. And the reason I know that is because my dad would listen to that. And I got in the car one day, and I'm, hey, old man, why don't you change his crap? You know,
and then he was listening to classical.
And I heard Christopher Hackett on there. I was like, whoa.
That was Chopin's Nocturnes, number 5, Opus Symphony 3.
Right. He sounded much better with that. Okay,
and
I want to...
You know he's from Hazlitt. That's a fake accent he uses.
Shut up. Hazlitt. What a default country town. I want to pitch this by you guys, because I don't know if you guys have watched this show or not. And I'm not one of these dudes that goes back and watches shows that started 8 years ago. I just never have done that before. I've gone back and rewatched shows that I've seen once before, but I have not really started shows that... you know, that a decade ago started. They're still on their run, or maybe they just ended. But I'm starting to do this with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay. I had so many people recommend that show to me, and I've never sat down and watched any of it.
So I've seen probably 20 episodes just randomly here and there, and every time I laugh my ass off.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at, and I agree with you. Every time, it never disappoints, but is there actual thread storyline? Does it actually matter?
Overall, no. They can all stand alone.
Yeah, the ones that I've seen are all standalone, which is great. I mean, it's very Seinfeld-esque. You can just pop on anything and watch it. But I love those four people together for whatever reason.
They're the worst people ever.
Yeah, they're horrible.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, they're lovable. It's probably like Seinfeld. Those were horrible people as well. And they work so well together. And that's a show, man, that's been on forever.
Yes.
And I'm kind of surprised that all of those people aren't huge stars. Charlie Day kind of is, you know, in a certain way. I mean, he's in tons of movies and things like that. But none of those guys are, like, super well-known. And that's a really successful comedy. And then
is that all you have?
Yeah.
Is Rob McElhaney kind of?
He ran Gordon off.
I don't know.
I wasn't here to talk about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm here to promote my new business.
Oh, which is?
You know, it's a tough time right now, and everybody's got to make money however they can, so I'm a cam girl now.
God.
P-cam?
Do you know how much money you could make
tonight? There's no way I could make any money being a cam girl.
Yeah, I would pay for it tonight.
Yeah.
To see you with, like, fruit and other things.
On my bed.
Water sports.
Right.
And you pulling them way back, sticking the remote control where it doesn't belong.
Right.
Okay, I was about to ask, what's a cam girl? And now, okay.
Watching
now,
me wink.
It's really exactly what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Wink.
A cam girl is, you know exactly what it is. Yeah, like Gordon in his bathtub.
Yeah.
Doing I was looking for something a little more highbrow from Gordon.
Reenacting the Madonna video.
Right. Or the Mike Titanic scene.
It's just a girl with a cam.
Reading Chaucer while working a feather duster in myself there. Just
I would pay to see that.
With a feather duster.
You know, we have a solid P1 that has tweeted us before. I'm not sure if she's tweeted you about this, but she's doing that. I think she's has a normal job, but
ramming her guts with a feather duster?
Oh, my God.
See, things change so much. He thinks he can get away with murder after 10 a.m.
I know.
Like, it just doesn't matter anymore. I'm not going to sue you. But, yeah, she says that it's more about dudes that are married or have girlfriends that are requesting things that they don't feel comfortable requesting from their significant other. That's the way she's making the most money.
I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can see that, because a lot of people don't want to foul their marriage with their gross kinks.
Yeah, unless you're right out of the chute, open with
as
your...
As it were.
Yeah, I know. Open with your, as it were, so it is, with your significant other, like, within the first few months of dating, and you're weird.
Yeah.
Like, you can't get weird later on.
Unless you get weird together.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I wonder how many people do that.
Get weird together or transparent early on?
Transparent very early on.
It's the best way to be.
So this person you've heard from, she just started with the quarantine time, or what are you saying?
No. So we were talking about this the other day about the sex trade and how, not the sex trade, the sex industry and how it's changed and how it's evolving because of what's going on right now. And a lot of strippers who obviously are out of work right now have turned to the web and that type of thing. And
make a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, and I guess this gal has been doing it well before the virus took a hold of the society. And so she was like, yeah, it's just what she does, makes a boatload of money. I'm assuming, at least. Why else would you do it?
Fun.
Yeah, man. Can you imagine every night, though?
Well, you got to take every a night off. Yeah, take a night off and go back the next night.
I mean, you assemble the
pulleys.
Yeah, everything. You turn your room into, you know, it's, and that's the thing. Do you have the button to push where your room turns into a sex den?
You guys better give me more coins. I'm not sitting on the bedpost.
Coins.
CNN anchor.
Come on, guys.
What a beating.
CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin.
Can they mute the coin sound effect?
What do you mean?
Saying.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
you do. You're the only one that laughed when I went.
Nope.
Then it hits the jackpot.
Seriously, guys, I'm going to remove the lawnmower blade if you guys don't start paying me more coin. I'm going to take it out.
You know what? I'm going to do some research.
This was your idea, by the way.
I'm going to do it. What?
Bringing him on.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Oh, gosh. Lawnmower blade.
I want to do some research, though, and see what this girl presents. Or wait, this is what I don't understand about webcam. Can you do a personal... Mm-hmm. Like, I'm somehow link up with her and it's just me and her?
Sure.
That's called FaceTime.
Oh. Yeah, you can do private shows.
Yeah.
Or is she doing this for a wide variety of humans?
Well, initially, and then I guess you can request
that. You can do both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where
it's like a private dance. I mean, you can do a private video.
That's where the big money has to happen, right? The individual things.
Yeah.
Because when you log on to these things, are you paying right away? Like, it's a...
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah,
then you can tip, I guess, as Gordon was telling me earlier.
I really don't know. I've never actually done one of those.
I haven't either. I feel like I haven't really lived.
Gosh. And all those coins.
But, you know, a former coworker used to say that. You hadn't lived till you bought a whore.
Who said that?
It was very pre-Me Too, and so...
That's Stu?
Can you be...
Stu? Now it's, you've never lived until you've partnered with a sex worker.
Is it, though, Me Too when it's a prostitute? Like, are they Me Too?
Yeah, no. I mean, sex work business, I think, has gone much more legitimate. And there's a huge effort to destigmatize that.
You would know.
Because I'm a cam girl now?
Right, yes. CNN anchor.
Wearing my ticket half shirt.
Brooke
Baldwin.
Seeing
if I fit the whole thermos in.
Says she has tested positive for the coronavirus.
Brooke has?
Yes.
That's too bad.
Yes, she is the second CNN host to test positive. Chris Cuomo, who said he lost 13 pounds in the first 3 days.
Sounds like a win-win.
I was going to say, that's pretty kick-ass, man. I mean, if you can avoid, like...
You do not want that.
Like, the dying part?
Mm-hmm.
Then what a great way to lose weight. Is it all via the diarrhea?
I don't think diarrhea is a byproduct of this particular strain.
How do you lose so much weight?
Won't get that.
So
probably
fast.
Not hungry.
No, I think that the diarrhea is part of it.
Is it? I haven't heard that. I heard it was just shortness of breath and fever and cough and then loss of taste and smell.
No, diarrhea is also one of the... things. I don't know if it's every case, but I've read it being associated with cases. And Chris Cuomo said that it was so bad, his fever was so bad, he started talking to his dead daddy.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was having hallucinations.
Mario Cuomo.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, fever really will mess you up. I mean, you start having all kinds of crazy hallucinations.
Is he on the other side of it now, though?
Yes.
So when he was having all these hallucinations, had he already tested positive, or was that after?
No, it was after he had tested positive.
Okay.
He didn't get bad until after he knew he had it.
Okay, because I saw him on down in his basement doing a little back and forth with Don Lemon, and he seemed okay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe
I swear,
this was after
CNN
all that.
Has like five guys who are on the air all the time.
I know.
And it's always Anderson Cooper, Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo.
And Jake Tapper.
And Sanjay Gupta's on with every single one of them.
Yeah, Sanjay never takes a break these days.
He doesn't sleep.
It all checks out what Gordon's saying about...
cam girls?
Diarrhea.
Oh.
See, Bob will say
it. Is there a cam girl that specializes in that?
Trust me.
What's it saying?
I'm not researching that, but I will say that the coronavirus, they're there are sometimes links. What's the term I'm looking for there? With like various symptoms, diarrhea being one of them.
Okay.
So there are some that are in every case, fever, dry cough, tiredness, that sort of thing. And then others are just in some. Nasal congestion, sore throat, diarrhea.
I'm not feeling any of that.
That's two big-time CNN anchors now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know.
The day that I don't have diarrhea is when I go to the doctor.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever, Gordon, been on a date with a girl and just in the middle of it, just looked at her as you guys were having a normal conversation and said, do you have diarrhea right now?
Huh. No, I haven't, but I did have a buddy who was on a date, and he was struck down with that great equalizer.
He was?
Yes.
In the middle of dinner?
Yes, and he had to run to the bathroom, and he's conscious of the time, so he's trying to make it seem like he's just going
one,
you know, nice bathroom.
Right.
But he's, you know,
scream diarrhea
in there.
Scream? Well, why would he have to incorporate that?
Sometimes
and he
it's
said
necessary.
That it was so bad, you know, that he had to panic, you know. He was doing the sit and push at the same time, and it went awry, and he rooster-tailed the wall. I mean,
I think he's describing when Harry was using the bathroom in Dumb and Dumber. So
it was like that. Yeah, it was like that. And then he noticed that there was no toilet paper.
Oh, okay.
No. Because he sat down in a hurry.
Right.
And there was that big, you know, that big hard cardboard roll that's gone.
Right.
You know, bereft of single ply.
So he shows back up at the table at Applebee's shirtless. Hey.
No, but he did use his underwear. And he tried, and he had tried, and this is like he was right out of high school.
Oh, my God.
And he had to find something to try to tamp the underwear down into the bottom of the garbage.
God.
The paper towel, because his name was in his underwear. His mom was real.
How Dave Lane is this story?
Lane. And this actually wasn't Dave Lane, oddly enough. You'd think it would be. But, yeah, his name was in it, and he didn't realize it until he had left, and then he thought about it when he got back to the table and had to say, hey, I'll be right back. And he went back into the bathroom, and that's when he did the, like he was loading a cannon from the First World War. He was like packing it down in there, a Revolutionary War.
And he pulled it off. I mean, she didn't ask questions or...
No, he never said that she asked any questions, but that was the same date, I'm pretty sure, that when they were waiting for the table out in the, you know, whatever, the little room where they have the benches and so on. And
The lobby,
sure. It was kind of connected to the restaurant, that he was trying to be super cash, and he asked her a question and then kind of folded his arms and was going to lean against the wall, and he hit the rheostat.
Ugh.
And he turned off all the lights in the restaurant, in that front section of the restaurant. And he turned them off, and he said he panicked, and he's reaching over trying to fumble for the rheostat. And he had cranked it up to X-ray strength. And so when he turned them on, they were all bright, and everybody went, oh! And he quickly dimmed them back down. But it was a disaster of a date.
That was
the start. I used to make him tell that story all the time. That was the beginning of the date.
Well, how did it end?
It ended with him Jackson Pollocking the wall.
Right, that was over. All right, we got to go, dude.
Oh, man.
We got to take a break.
That was so fun.
We got Jason.
Thank you, guys.
Gordon, thank you very much, man. Anytime you would like to pop on. Have a good weekend, brother. We love you.
Thanks for having me. Love you guys, too. Stay safe.
There he goes. The great Gordon Keith.